This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people are working in Wisconsin, a little more than 3 million of us. The Department of Workforce Development says the statewide jobless rate for July was 3%, a little higher than 2.9 in June, but still lower than the national rate of 4.3%. 1,300 more people got jobs in Wisconsin last month. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance speaks at the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters. It's his second visit to Wisconsin since accepting the Republican VP nomination at the Fiserv Forum last month. He spoke to a small group at a factory in Eau Claire last week. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and Democratic running mate Tim Walz plan to be in Milwaukee Tuesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The Democratic Party wants to keep the Green Party off the presidential ballot in Wisconsin. Its complaint alleges the Greens don't have anyone eligible under state law. The National Green Party is nominating Jill Stein today. She got 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican state lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates after a counselor was killed in June. Black business owners in Milwaukee have a digital resource to set up and grow their ventures. It's called MKE Boss. Pam Bell is a business lender. She admits financial services can be hard for new entrepreneurs to navigate.
How do I scale this? Breaking down how much it costs to, you know, create a product and how much do I need to put back into my business so that it's profitable and all of that.
August is National Black Business Month. Football fans who'd rather camp than stay at a hotel will have an option when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. The EAA is opening its campground in Oshkosh. People can start making reservations today. They require a three-night minimum stay at $175 a night. The NFL draft is April 19th through the 29th at Lambeau Field. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. On Wednesday, a man charged in the 2022 fentanyl overdose death of a woman in Barron County was sentenced to prison. 29-year-old Sade Sherwa entered a guilty plea to recklessly endangering safety earlier this year, a step down from the original charge of reckless homicide. Sherwa was sentenced to 6 years and 3 months in prison for supplying the drugs that led to the woman's overdose death. Sherwa was given credit for the year that he had already served, and when released, he will be on extended supervision for 6 years. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinhart declared Thursday Harbor Monster Day to honor the city's new championship team. According to a Northern News Now report, Duluth's new Arena Football League team won the first ever championship for the new league on August 10th, defeating the Iowa Woo 46-44 at home. The team had begun the season with a 1-3 record, then won 6 straight games to close out and become the first ever winner. Repeating as champions will be tougher next year, with 2 more teams joining the new league. Chester Bowl's Tom Storm Chalet in Duluth could receive some serious state funding for their planned renovations. According to a Northern News Now report, officials announced Thursday that the Legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota Resources has recommended that Chester Bowl receive an additional $2.3 million from the state to go towards improvements. The recommendation must still receive approval from state lawmakers, and if approved, construction on the renovations could begin in the spring of 2026. Some Bayfield residents are speaking out against a proposed cell tower in the area. According to a Northern News Now report, developers have submitted plans to build a nearly 300-foot cell tower that local residents worry could affect their property values and cause light pollution in the nearby Apostle Islands. Critics of the proposed cell tower claim they haven't been given enough of an opportunity to offer their input on the plans. Documents submitted to Bayfield County indicate the tower would carry Verizon service. 4 people were killed, including 2 children, in a 5-vehicle crash in St. Louis County on Wednesday afternoon. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, the crash occurred on Highway 2 near Floodwood. Authorities say a semi-truck was traveling at highway speed and collided with several vehicles that had stopped on the road due to construction. Among those was one being driven by a 65-year-old Black Duck man carrying a 66-year-old woman and 2 9-year-old children. 3 other people suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A Republican primary candidate for Wisconsin's 74th Assembly District is sharing his thoughts on the ballot issues in the town of Summit. Scott Harbridge lost the primary vote to incumbent Chance Green in the newly redrawn district on Tuesday, receiving 43% of the vote compared to 57% for Green. In a statement, Harbridge said the state should get rid of the WEC after the mistake, as 190 Summit voters were disenfranchised. Officials say Green won by about 1,000 votes and was declared the winner. Superior residents gathered for the Anyone Can Bird event at the Woodstock Bay Landing on Thursday. According to a Fox 21 report, the event series seeks to make bird watching accessible for all residents, providing transportation, binoculars, and mobility devices for anyone who may need them to take advantage of the event. The August event of the series is particularly special, as young birds mature into their full-grown state to prepare for the start of the migration season around this time of year. The next event will be in October. Duluth law enforcement authorities held their annual Kids, Cops, and Cars event on Wednesday. According to a Northern News Now report, the yearly event gives law enforcement agencies a chance to connect with kids in the community by showcasing first responder vehicles, including a helicopter, and allowing kids to watch canine demonstrations. Officials say in addition to building community trust, their hope is the event will inspire some of the kids to consider a future career in the law enforcement field. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Rhys Hoskins on outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second and really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. So, you feed off each other when you're doing that. And I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver. A chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have. And we got a lot of guys that can go out there and make plays, be in different positions, move all across the field. So I think it's great. I mean, we'll mix those guys up. You know, when, if one guy gets tired, another guy gets going. So we just have, you know, fresh guys out there.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Okay, movie fans, as the summer winds down and you're behind on your summer flicks, here are some suggestions in order of my personal enjoyment. Topping the list is Inside Out 2, which I thought was a near-perfect film. I actually liked it better than the original, and it crushed several box office records. If you hurry, you can still catch it on the big screen. Mad Max Furiosa was nonstop fun, and although not the spectacle its predecessor, Mad Max Fury Road, was, it was a heart-pounding fun ride. It is now available to stream, and although not as spectacular in your living room, still a great watch. Number 3 for me is A Quiet Place Day 1, as I really liked how there were no huge stars, which helped me lose myself more in the story. I actually liked the pacing better and the urban setting in Day 1 more than either of the first two Quiet Place films. Other films that will provide lots of entertainment, Dune 2, The Bike Riders, Civil War, Twisters, and Challengers. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon. Our high in the low 70s. Tonight will drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.